I started as the clerk, the receptionist, and then I got another promotion, and they made up titles kind of in a way, you know. But the board made a decision after a very public battle over my appointment. They made me acting director. They did not ask me before they announced it. I almost passed out. I mean, that was the furthest thing from my mind. I was taking minutes at the meeting, and they said, well, we've decided, you know, Barbara Belknap. One man walked out and never came back. And he was a friend of mine, and he never came back. Another guy turned white as a sheet, assumed it was going to be him. I begged him to stay. I mean, you know, just let me know how this works, you know. And then the rest of the people that were there, they just supported me.
And one of the other things you mentioned earlier in the day was you noticed a lot of discrepancies between the pay that you received and the pay of your male counterpart.
What happened to me is, you know, pretty common, I think. You know, the board appointed me. They didn't ask me if I wanted the job. You know, basically, I was doing the acting director's job. And then, you know, then you know, when they talked salary, they said, you know, well, we were paying Art was his name. We were paying Art too much. So we're going to get back down to, you know, what we think the salary really should be. And that's how they did it. And I didn't say a word. I just took it. And so what I have found since I've been working on equal pay with the Juno League of Women Voters and the State League is that happens a lot. And women don't know how to negotiate. And if I had said to the board or the chairman, you know, that's a really generous offer. I'd like to think about that. And thought about it overnight, I would have thought, hey, that's not fair. That's not fair. You know, I got a big mess to clean up here. That's not fair. But I didn't. I did not. It never even occurred to me to do that. But it would have made a big difference if I had done that, because I would have thought more about it and thought, you know, you want me to do this and you want me to, you know, but you just think he was paid too much, really, you know? So I realized that negotiation is the key. Until fairness kicks in, a negotiation is the key. And women are not taught how to negotiate. They really aren't. I mean, it just doesn't occur to us sometimes. So I have a friend in Juneau, Heather, and she had friends in the theater. And I said, would you do a video for me on a woman negotiating for her pay? And I want you to use these statistics. The statistics on pay is 3.5 minutes. It's called Be Cool, Negotiate. And I hope people will go Google it because it's on YouTube. So it shows a woman going in first and taking the first offer that she gets. And then it shows her going back in and it shows her negotiating for pay. You know, that's a really generous offer, but I think I bring this to the table. In the end, they paid her what she was worth. But it doesn't happen very often that way. And that's why I made the video.
So would you call yourself the Lilly Ledbetter of Alaska?
No, because, yeah, no, I think that, you know, I am a child of the 60s, and I don't think that ever really left me. You know, the women's movement, all of those things that I talked about this morning or this afternoon now is those are important things, and it's we're not there yet.